everybody. This is Scott from Skeleton Witch, and you are listening to the 2015 Nelsonville Music Festival on AquabearLegion.com.
Hello, and welcome to the 2015 Nelsonville Music Festival.
Strangely enough, it is actually the 2015th annual.
Is it really?
Yeah, we've been doing it since year one.
Since year zero?
Yeah, zero. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, Chris. I'm glad you're here.
That's all right. You know, okay. I try. That math might be wrong.
Yeah,
our listeners can figure it out.
It's a podcast. We're not mathematicians.
Right. So this is apparently Sometimes the Bear Eats You 2, even though Sometimes the Bear Eats You hasn't had an episode in
a while.
Years.
Yeah.
It is Thursday. The gates have just opened. And the other voice you hear is none other than Brian Costco, the man behind the man behind the man.
Behind the man and behind, I think, three old ladies, actually. Yeah.
Getting over an ear infection.
Yeah, and I can hear, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
So very excited about that.
Particularly for a music festival,
yes,
hearing is good.
Good thing, and for people like asking me things, I don't need them to write everything down.
Right,
you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're here, gates just open. I always say that's the first wave of relief. We spent months and months planning this thing, and I spent months and months trying to get people to come, and now I don't have to worry about getting people to come anymore.
No.
The amount that is coming will come.
They will come. We built it.
I didn't just do it. Some other people did.
Lots of people.
Yeah. We gave them some instructions, I think, maybe.
Yeah? So, night one.
Yeah.
What are you most excited to see?
Ezra Furman is playing on the back porch stage at the end of the night. He's from Chicago. He's awesome. He's closing out the back porch stage.
Not we.
I was going to get to that. I thought maybe I wouldn't leave with that. You know, sometimes I think it seems like we're a bunch of homers a little bit.
Yeah.
Weed Ghost, 845, I believe, right? NoFi Cabin. I can't believe I remembered that. We'll go with it.
Yeah.
Those guys, pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good. I just got my new Weed Ghost t-shirt.
I'm very
excited about that. Yeah. Did the old snatchy.
Thanks to Aaron Kramer for that design.
Awesome design by Kramer.
Yeah.
It's a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Thursday. And tomorrow morning, some of the after-school bands are playing. Friday and Saturday morning, with Stewart's has an after-school music program, so
awesome.
Some kids are going to play.
I'm going to do my best to be here and record some of
Sweet.
That.
Sweet. Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah.
Go Aquabear. Go NMF.
Woo!
All right, are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Stewart's Opera House, a fond opening to the 11th annual Nelsonville Music Festival. Yeah, and it's just gonna start now, and it's gonna get better and better and better all weekend long. And what a better artist to start things. And we should start it off now, and I'll tell you about the raffle and other things after our first artist, because we wanna get to the music, which is what this is all about. On Bloodshot Records, his last record is called The No-Hit Wonder. I'm not so sure why. After you hear him, he will be more than that. Ladies and gentlemen, from Nashville, Tennessee, Corey Brannon.
Howdy. Keep your expectations low. The song I wrote when I realized that Jack Daniels was made in a dry county, and that struck me as striking. Here's a little song about that deal in about 2.5 minutes. Where I come from's mostly Scott. Even though the county's dry, didn't stop the stream nearby from giving us his daughter. She was born in a barrel of American oak. She made a sugar maple and charcoal smoke, and she just go to show your folks what God can do with water. And when I go below the gloomy ground, you better buy the room around. Let her weep and lift a glass of bittersweet sour mash. When I was going through the simple famous simple blues, tired of I the crying to you, a cussing up a quarreling. Yes, I slipped and sipped astray. It only took one taste to see the way back to Tennessee to stay. Tennessee, my darling. And when I go below the gloomy ground, you better buy the room around. Better weep and lift a glass of bittersweet sour mash. Thank you. no Beaujolais. Suck a cider Chardonnay, keep tequila far away. You know what I'm craving? It ain't champagne, I'll find it chill. It's not all right, gut shot and swill. You ask me, life's a cask of bittersweet. And when I go over the gloomy ground, let her buy the room around, let her weep and lift a glass, a bittersweet sour man.
Well, I wasn't always born this way. I looked so much different in my previous days. I used to be frog, living upon somewhere. When some witch came around, put me under a curse like some fairy tale. Told in reverse, she turned me into this two-legged blue-eyed gal. And now the only way back for the curse to be lifted is for me to do her along with some more kisses. So hop along, baby, hey, you might be the right one to kiss me, turn back into a frog. Well, out on the pond, those were mighty good days, swimming around, soaking up the sun rays, listening to my kinfolk singing in the springtime. Well, I used to be an amphibian, and I was hoping you could help me change back again, and I could hop on home and be with my own kind.
Yeah!
Woo! But now the only way I have for the curse to be lifted is for me to do her own little Marcus in. So hop along, baby, hey, you might be the right one to kiss me, turn me back into a frog. Well, you look like a mighty kind man, I thought you understand this interesting predicament. I haven't got myself into it. Ain't nobody's fault, really nobody like you. But I'm asking you a tiny favor. Kiss me once. You're the shade here, and if it doesn't work, maybe just try again. It can't hurt. Try one more time, because the only way I'm supposed to be lifted is for me to do her a little more kissing.
All the way from Athens, Ohio. Dead Hand of Man. Thanks a lot.
So like you said, we finally made it. We're happy to be kicking off the porch stage here.
We'll be right back.
So I'm here with all sorts of fantastic people. Immediately to my left, Sherry Oliver.
Hi.
Next to her, Mike McCoskey.
Oh, yeah.
And then the dynamic duo, Amy and Todd Jacobs.
Hello. Howdy.
So you just heard Dead Hand of Man.
Man.
Before that was Megan Worms Ben and Corey Brannon.
You've caught more stuff than I did. I watched Dead Hand of Man and they were awesome.
Yes.
I saw a little bit of Worms. She was awesome.
Sherry's got to go work. So, yeah. What are you guys most excited about seeing this weekend?
Budos Band.
Budos Band is a Riley hot Walker. Commodity. Yeah.
Riley Walker.
And Riley Walker. I've heard that, too.
Definitely check them out.
I'll
check
do
him
my,
out and his band.
Do my best to actually get those recorded. So, coming up next, what did I say? Elephant Revival?
Yep. Seems like they're playing
right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So, enjoy.
Well, we love warming up the stage for Trampled by Turtles. They've become some good friends of ours. Are y'all excited for Trampled by Turtles? I feel it. We're going to invite Eric out to play a second mandolin part that he wrote to a tune of ours. It's such an honor when somebody likes a tune so much that they come up with their own part to it. And so we love getting to share that when the opportunity's here. So make him feel welcome. This is Eric from Trampled by Turtles. That's his amplifier.
What a love. Well, this song was written, this tune, at the beginning of summer out of Colorado on our first road trip in the summer out to the Midwest, kind of like this year. It's a tune called The Pasture. Thank you.
one you are. So should shine. Did you think for yourself some of the time? I know you did, yeah, yeah, yeah. And when it comes up to haunt you, let me tell you what I do. Let me tell you all the truth. And when you come from the other side of me, let me tell you what I think. Let me tell you what I believe. I skyscraper, I am City Hall. I tear down the hospital, I put up the brick wall. I am the city banker in the suburban sprawl. I am a money maker, I am a lucky buyer. I'm terrified of love and the enemy has I'm terrified of love.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, it's Chris. I'm back.
Oh, and hey, it's Andrew. Not too loud this time.
Nope. And you just heard Weed Ghost.
Yeah. You did just actually hear Weed Ghost. And thank you, Tim and Brian, for putting up with us.
A nice self-indulgent 20-minute set.
It was great.
Yeah. Before that was Speaking Suns, I believe.
Sure.
Out of Yellow Springs.
During us, when you can probably hear it, is Lucero.
Yeah, you might have been able to hear some of that.
They're enthusing the crowd as we speak.
Yeah. Enthusing?
Sure, they seem enthused.
All right, so I don't know what's next.
Well, I believe... I don't know what's over there. I think it's
that's
already
Howard.
Done.
Yeah. I'm going to try to catch Howard or Trampled by Turtles, but...
Trampled by Turtles is last, and they're going to last as long as people dancing. Because that's what they do.
It's their thing?
It's their thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let you know for sure after you hear it. Enjoy.
But, you know, enjoy Weed Ghost several times before you go do that.
Yeah, rewind 20-something minutes. Listen to Weed Ghost 3 or 4 times.
Drop a mic on something, I don't know.
Buy our shirts and CDs.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Daddy needs gas money. All right, thanks.
Enjoy.
Come into the world. Oh, you go out of the world alone, but in between, it's you and me. Killing me. The light and dark are still.
thank you. It's so good to see you. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah. Staying out.
Bombs on the streets to the prisoners inside, losers cast out to the runaway child and the wandering slave to the wilderness. Day of the dark.
Hey, we're back. Sometimes the Bear Eats You 2 on AquabearLegion.com here at the 2015 Nelsonville Music Festival.
Woo!
Hanging out with Randy, wrapping up night one.
Yeah, it was a nice Thursday.
It was. It
good
really
turnout.
It was a great turnout. It cooled down later in the night. It feels great out now.
Yeah, I'm not used to summer.
Yeah. We got to see some of the cool games of skill.
Yeah, Uncle Peacock.
Uncle Peacock's games of skill. They were really cool. I think Mike did a great job on this.
I think he should become a carnival caller.
Yeah, I think they could be a carny family.
He needs one of those suits, top hat.
You gotta have the top hat. So you just heard some music. Let's see. You just heard Ezra Furman.
Yeah.
And we don't know the name of his band.
Yeah.
He was just listed as Ezra Furman. I thought it was The Best Friends. Ezra
Best
Furman's
Friends?
And The Best Friends. What do you think it was?
I thought it was Boyfriends.
Hmm.
But well, I something like that.
We agree
some
on friends.
Friends.
Yeah. And before that, well, they were great, first of all.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. As we were talking about it earlier, saxophone that doesn't ruin the song.
Yeah, generally I dislike that.
Yeah, no offense there, Dan Prince.
Sax players, sorry.
Or other sax players. Dave Matthews bands, I kind of do mean offense towards them.
Yeah.
Did that guy die? I thought one of them died.
Oof. I don't know.
Maybe
they threw poop on people. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, they did.
The best work Dave Matthews band's ever done.
I want to be that famous. All right.
They got in trouble, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure
they
can pay for it.
They weren't that famous.
Yeah. But how much trouble? That's the question.
Yeah. Right?
Before Ezra Furman and the Something Friends, you heard Trampled by Turtles. That was pretty cool. We got their first song.
Strings.
Jamgrass.
I don't know if they take one of the jam grass.
Really? You don't think they'd like that?
Mm.
I think it's a fairly accurate descriptor. It's jammy. It's bluegrassy.
Yeah, well, but do bluegrass people accept jamming? If you say jam to me, I go different places.
Yeah. You think it's very structured?
Yeah. Well, there wasn't like noodling or like a 15-minute long, hey, we played one of our songs, but had a giant chunk in the middle. Where
we got
just,
into kind of a thing.
Yeah, we zoned into it. I didn't
All
hear
right.
that. It was
well,
just songs.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
There was also some Electric Avenue that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, to close it down. Ezra's still rocking out.
Yeah, encore.
So, there we go. Thursday night, 2015 Nelsonville Music Festival. It's been a great night. I got most of the bands. I do have to apologize. I missed Howard. Andrew and I were talking to the press. That makes us sound way bigger than we are.
Yeah, yeah. Fancy pants.
And we missed Howard. But from what I could hear, they were great. Tomorrow's pierogi day.
Pierogi Mountain. Going to Sherpa.
See you next time.